Right, we're in the sugi of Eved Hukash Lakarkois. And yesterday I mentioned that there are two basic mahalchim in Eved Hukash Lakarkois. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a machudishtika shita that in Eved has a din of karka mamish, l'cholin yonav, and not only in Eved, but any human being. Because he's talking Hilchos Shechita, a person who shechts b'tziparnai, that has a din of mechuda l'karka. So the Kiveger has a mechudish l'kashita, and there are some Samech, Rav Shimon, Neman, that no, it's not that a person is hukash l'karka. There's certain halachis that we have a hekish, that a Eved has a din of karka, basically three areas that we know for sure, kinyanim, I know, and Shvua. and it's not a klal gadol that a human being is hukash l'karka. I think to most of us, it's very mistabataka, like the later achrayim say. I did find that there's a shach in Simit Tzadikei, the shach of Sivkat and Yud Ches, that says mamish mefurish. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger, the shach is a yisaitzdik a shach for other reasons. The shach is going on the following shaila. Ruvain is tevei Shimon, that Shimon dug byris in his field. He damaged his field. He dug holes in his field. So he's tevei him, and Shimon says. He's tevei two byris. He dug, let's say, two byris in his field, and Reuven Shimon says, "I dug one." So he's a ma'idah b'miktzas. So the question is, whether that's called a ma'idah b'miktzas swears, is that called karka? That einish bon al karkois. Is it called that he's tevei him mamon? And if he's tevei him mamon, then he's a ma'idah b'miktzas. He's tevei him a certain amount of money, and he's ma'idah to a certain amount. Or is that called the tvias karka? They'll call that he's tevei a karka shalai. So the Ravid says it depends what he's tevei. If he's tevei him mamon, if he says pay me, then that's a ma'idah b'miktzas. Then the person's ma'idah in one, he has to swear. If he's Teveya, he tells him, come, fill up the virus, come to my field and fill up the virus, then that's called a Tvias Karka. Why is it a Tvias Karka, the Ravid says? Because he's Teveya the person, he's Teveya the Gufa Adam. And Adam is Hukash Lekarkais. And he's being tevei him that you come do the work. You were in my field, you dug a hole in my field, come back to the field and put the earth back into the hole. That's called a tviya of an adam. Now, there's that in Ravid. So the Magi Mishnah has two times. The Magi Mishnah says, first of all, you can't be tevei someone to fill up a hole. All tviya is a tviya of a mamon. You can ask him, please come and fill up my hole. But every tvi in Bezna is a moment to stick a tvi. It's his first time. And the second time is that even if you say, you could be tevei him, only an Eved is Hukash L'Karka. This person's not an Eved, he's an Adam. We only find Eved is Hukash L'Karka, not that everyone is Hukash L'Karka. The Shach has an Arichos. Of course, the main point of the Shach is not what's going to get to this sugya, but something we'll get to all over Baba Kama, is that the Shach Shita is that when you mazik something, your first chiyuv is to replace it. Your second chiyuv is to pay. If you can't replace it, you pay. But that the emes, the ravid is right. The ikar chiyuv when you mazik something that could be physically repaired, it's your chiyuv is to repair it or replace it. The main arichus of the shach is the shach shita, that when you when you are mazik something, you are supposed to replace it. And the rabbi's right, it is a chiyuv on the adam to replace it. You hire someone to do it for him. But it's his job really, something that could be replaced is supposed to be replaced. But then again, to the second kasha of the Magid Mishnah, so the Shach writes that even though Eved, we find in the Gemara, Eved Hokesh Lakarka, who had the Adam, he says, Mehechi Tesi Lachalik. If Eved is Hokesh Lakarka, Adam is also Hokesh Lakarka. And he brings a raya from a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, now tell me if you think it's a raya, it says, if a person says, Domi Olai, he says, I'm going to give Hegdish my value. So Shaman Oisek Eved, he shouts up his value, and that's what you pay Hegdish. Now, when you do a shuma for Hegdish, the halacha is, shumas karka needs 10 experts. You have to get, we don't have a pasuk that you need 10 experts, at least one of them has to be a kayin. And that's how you do a shuma for Hegdish. So the Gemara says, the shuma, when a person says, Dami Alai, his shuma is 10, because Adam is Hokesh Lekarka. So the Shach, it's a raya. Not only Eved is Hokesh Lekarka, but that Adam is Hokesh Lekarka. Here talking about a normal person, an Adam. And it's time to do a Shuma. He said he's Dami Olai. So that has to be that upshot. So it goes to Bez. It's a good Raya. He's trying to bring a Raya from here that not only Eved is Hokesh Lekarka, but that Adam is Hokesh Lekarka. Adam is Sukesh Tev or Sukesh Lekarka, okay. But is it a raya from this Gemara that Adam is always Sukesh Lekarka?
Domi Alai is a Shavius.
Yeah, Domi Alai is his Shavius as an Eved. What is Domi Alai? We imagine if he'd be an Eved, what would he be worth? I can hear two ways. I can hear someone will say Adam is Sukesh. But to prove it from here, maybe only Eved is Sukesh Lekarka. And since when you're doing the Shuma, you're imagining him as an Eved, but this is not such a, it doesn't sound like such a such a strong raya. But whether it is a strong raya, it's not a strong raya. It's a beferish shach, like the Rebbe Kiveger. What when you look at Kuntres Shiurim, it sounds like Rebbe Kiveger is a total das yachid. And in fact, the shach comes on that way. Leikur that Adam, any Adam is Hokesh Lekarka. It's not just Dine Eved, it's not only certain Dine, but all Adam is Hokesh Lekarka, for all their rices, like Taisa says. So, we have this B'chodesh Dekashita, that Adam is Hokesh Lekarka. I don't know how far it goes. Adam is Hokesh Lekarka. Taz says, if you rip a piece of skin off a person, you chayv a kaitzer. Seems a little strange. If you feed a person, you chayv a zereya. Yeah. You give me to drink, you're watering the. And I don't know how far it goes, the Hokesh Lekarka. But, Akoponim, the Kiveg Shita, which certainly need to get there, is not a Dasi Achid. Maybe it's only for Dine Mammon. No, Kiveg is saying Dine Shita, I'm sorry. I don't know how far it goes. We have to come up with some logical getter, because the whole problem of a kiveger is you just say Adam is karka, it doesn't make sense. The dinim that Eved has like karka, that makes more sense. So saying no, it means Adam is karka. We still have to have some getter of for what an Adam is karka, for what not. Adam is not karka. It's not, so I'm not sure where we would draw the line, where we'd make Hagdara, but it needs some kind of a gather. Alright, so Taisus Anah, how we learn Taisus depends on these two things. Taisus says, Daimeri, the Hochlayari Elabamili Durabanan, Ashailan Asugya, that Haskanakram Nashbin, that Adam is not Hokesh Lekarka, is only for Durabanan, it's only a Prosval. The kinyan agav da have nami the rabbanon. The krad hamitzuras smachta bialma. So again, if you hold Rabbi Akiva that adam hokash lekarka is mamish, so then you have to learn Tosis pashup shat. It's only for their rices, not for the rabbanons. I shver can their rices take news. That's the Rashi's kasha. But the Tosis holds that the rabbanons, they didn't make a person like karka. For the rabbanons, they're not like karka, but their rices, they are like karka. If you want to learn like Rav Shimon, that Adam is hukash l'karka only for a few dinim, and that's it. So then, then you don't have to learn Tosfos dafka. Tosfos himself held dafka, but you can learn Tosfos geder and lav dafka. Lav dafka deraisas derabbanan. For these three deraisas, Adam is hukash l'karka, and for other things not. It's a tremendous nafka mina. Tosfos says kinyan agav is a derabbanan. Vegas says to look in Kedushin Daf Hey. Tosis in Kedushin Daf Hey says that Kinyan Agav is Daraisa. So it's a machlokes to Tosis in if Kinyan Agav is Daraisa, Kinyan Agav is Darabanan. Nafkamina, if Kinyan Agav is Daraisa. So the normal Nafkamina in Kinyanim is for selling chametz to a guy. You're selling chametz to a guy, you want to get it out of your rishus min ha-Torah. So if you hold kinyan agav is a derayis, so we do kinyan agav, by the way. But we sell to a guy, the first kinyan we do when we sell chametz to a guy is kinyan agav. How do we do kinyan agav? We sell or rent to the guy. We rent, actually, because we're not going to sell him karka for keeps. But we rent for him, usually... The Rav takes a piece of his own home, closet that he's closing up for Pesach or a garage, and the Rav rents to the guy a piece of karka, and agav the karka, he's selling to him all of these makna to him all of the chametz. We pask him that you don't need tzibur in the seichai. Chametz doesn't have to be in that field, the sadna the arachadu, and that's the first kinyan we do when we sell it. We sell it to a guy. So if you hold agav is deraisa, it's pashit, it helps. Kinyan agav, it helps in atayra, so it's a good kinyan. If you hold kinyan agav is a derabanan, so then pashtus shouldn't be good. It comes, there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, if kinyan derabanan mahani le deraisa. If a derabanan dika kinyan helps for deraisa dika dina, pashtus, it shouldn't help. What's the tzad of kinyan derabanan mahani l'deraisa? Helps hefka bezn hefka. The tzad that it helps is because of hefka bezn hefka. So therefore it helps. Bezn said that this kinyan is chal is chal. And if you hold hefka bezn hefka, and if not, then it doesn't work. So here l'chayru we have two tzadim it should work. If you hold agav works, then you can sell your chametz, like Tosis and Kedushin. If you hold like our Tosis, if you hold Kinyan Derabanan Mahani Deraisa, it's still good. But by chametz, that's not good enough. We want to be yaitza all the shittas, and not just try most of the shittas. So the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva has a gewaldige einfall, a svara, that for chametz, it should work for sure. Why? If you hold Kinyan Derabanan Mahani L'Deraisa, it works out Tefker Bezna Hefker. If you hold a Kinyan Derabanan, it doesn't help for a Deraisa. What's the pshat? A Kinyan Derabanan does not help for a Deraisa. Let's say I want to marry a woman, so I want to give a Kesef. I give a Kesef for the Kinyan Derabanan. Why is it, if you hold Kinyan Derabanan Lai Mahani L'Deraisa, I'm not married. Why? I have Hefker Bezna Hefker. So there are many Rishaydim will hold that Hefka Bezn Hefker is only a kayach. Bezn has to be mafker things, not to give things to other people. That's not Hefker Bezn Hefker. Hefka Bezn Hefker, Bezn can be mafker things. Let's say I want to marry a woman, I want to give her a ring, I'm not there, so I want to do it with a Kinyan Derabanan. So it doesn't work because Bezn can be mafker the ring. But to make that the ring should have a din Torah, that the ring is hers, that Kinyan Agav, that Hefker Bezin doesn't work for. Okay, I'm sure you heard this svara someday in over the last years in yeshiva. That Hefker Bezin Hefker only helps the Hefker and doesn't help to give to people. So that's the tzad that Kinyan Derban on Leimahani Darais. By Chametz, why is it good no matter what? Some Sefer says by Chametz, it'll be good. What? But now I'm selling it to the guy with the Kinyan Agav. So if you hold the Agav is only the Rabbanon. And if you hold Kinyan Rabbanon Loi Mahani Lederais. Some Sefer says that to marry a woman with a Kinyan Rabbanon won't work. But to sell Chametz to the guy will work. Why? Because who cares if the guy is kainit? All we care is that it's hefka, that out of the yid's rishus. If hefka bez and hefka works to take it out of my rishus, so minat tayr it's hefka. Mit rabbanon is the guys. Minat tayr is not the guys. Minat tayr is just hefka. That's good enough. All I need by chametz, it's not like kedushin. If I want to do a kedushin with a kinyan de rabbanon, I have to make sure it becomes the woman's. So if Hefka Bezen Hefka doesn't make it the woman's, I'm stuck. But by Chametz, all I need is that Minat Torah should be out of my Rishos.
I need to get it back in.
So, well, with the Rabbanon, it becomes the guys. I can get it back. I'm happy with the Rabbanon. For Dina Momin, I'm tefreen with the Rabbanon. Just for the Issa Chametz, I want to be out of the Daraisa. So to get it back afterwards, I'll go to the Rabbanon. Then it became the guys. He's selling it back to me. But in the Daraisa, to make an ice my chametz, hefka bezen hefka works. So it works out beautifully that, what? Yeah, but the only reason we don't rely on bittul is shem alei v'tzlein yafa yafa. Maybe it wasn't, yimavatul chametz v'chayshish that the crumbs, yimavatul, but the bottle of shnaps, you're not. That's why we sell it also, right? So we sell it for afshash, so, so that's why it works. So this is a Nechsam Seifa Tshuva. I think it's a pretty well-known Tshuva in Chashe Mishpat that for Hefker Bezen Hefker the Rabbanon Zicha helps. So Nechsam Seifa had a brother-in-law. What was Nechsam Seifa's brother? He had a few brothers-in-law. But Shlomo Eger, I'm sorry, Shlomo Eger's a grandson. Chaim Sofer married Rabbi Kiveger's daughter, so his brother-in-law. Right? So Sofer's third marriage, his first two wives died. His third marriage was to Rabbi Kiveger's daughter. And the famous exchange of letters when the Shaktsim proposed to Shidduch. So Sofer said, I'm asking. Rabbi Kiveger won't be masking because it says, Lailam Yisod Adam Bite L'Tam L'Chachim. Rabbi Kiveger wrote him a letter. And I'm asking, but the Chassam Sefer won't be masking, because it says, the Loyalam Yisa Adam Bastal Mechach. So, Shidduch ended up happening. So, Shlomo Eger was his brother in law. So, Shlomo Eger took the Chassam Sefer. And Shlomo Eger was a guy. He said, the Machlaikis of Kinyan de Rabbana Mahani Udaraisa. The Machlaikis, it doesn't say the Machlaikis anywhere in the Rishayim. There's just some Rishayim who seem to say it works. Some Rishonim seem to say it doesn't work. So Shlomo Eger took the Rishonim and he said, maybe there's no machlokes. It'll fit those Rishonim that hold Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani L'Daraisa are talking in cases where it's enough to be mafker it. All they wanted to pile is that it should become hefker. In cases where you're making it hefker, Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani L'Daraisa. In cases where you need the other person should be kainit, so those are the Rishayim that say Kinyan Rabbanan Lai Mahani L'Daraisa. So I don't know if it fits into every Rishon, but at least in Shlomo Eger wrote a letter to Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is printed in the Truths of Rabbi Kiva Eger, using the Sam Sefer Svara to try to make a shalom between the Rishayim and to make one Shita. The Kinyan Rabbanan helps to make things hefker, min ha-tayra, and doesn't help to make it belong to someone else, min ha-tayra. So He wanted to use some Sefer's Einfeld to answer the Rishayim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's letter back is also printed. It's in the first chalik of Chus Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I think Resh Chof Aleph is Rabbi Shlomo Eiger's letter to his father. It covers a number of topics. And some Resh Chof Beis is his father's letter back to him. Rabbi Shlomo Eiger was able to get into the Chus of some Sefer Rabbi Akiva Eiger because he's the one that printed it. It was printed after Rabbi Akiva Eiger passed away. It's Rabbi Shlomo Eiger and his brother. They printed it, so he put in his letter with his father's answer to him. So in Svara, Vaisdais' father was masking. That does some such a Svara is a good Svara. He just said it doesn't fit into one of the Iker Sugyas that they bring as a Raya. Those who hold Kinyan Darabanan, Mahanil Daraisa, one of the main places they bring a Raya from is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara there, you have to half cup to see how it stems, but the Gemara there has a case where a man wants to be paid his Maaseh Sheni. Now, if someone's paid his own Maaseh Sheni, what's it then? You have to be Maaseh Chaimish. It costs an extra fifth. So what do you do? If you have a plate full of Maaseh Sheni and you want to eat it out of Yerushalayim, you want to be paid it, what do you do? Huh? So what our people did. They took their money, gave it to their friend, and asked the friend to be paid it. And that way, they could save a chaymish. You don't have to add a chaymish. Only the owner has to add a chaymish when he's paid the Maaseh Sheni. Someone else doesn't have to add. So it's 100% mutter. You give it to someone else, or you give the Maaseh Sheni to someone else, and then you're paid it. So the Gemara is a case where they want to be paid, but they don't have money with them. The owner of the Maaseh Sheni has money in his drawer at home. Now, if he wants to be paid, he doesn't have to have the money. He can say, Moshe Yeshli Babayis should be paid it. But here, he wants his friend to be paid it. So he has to be makda the money to his friend. So his friend could be paid it. How are you makda it if you're out in the field? How are you going to be makda your money to him? So the Gemara says, what can you not have? That you makda to him, you do a kinya soda, you give him he gives you a handkerchief. In exchange for that, he's kind of the earth and the house under the money. Or any earth, and King Agabed is kind of the money. Once he's kind of the money, he could say it's Padu. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. That you makna with King and Agav the money to your friend. Now it's your friend's money. Now he says the money I own, which is in this place, should be paid to the Maaseh Sheni. That's how you get off of the fifth. Like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if you hold Kinyan Agav is a Drabbanan, like our Taisus, how does that work? How does that work? There, you want to say, Av Kinyan Drabbanan, Mahani L'Dereis. That's, those who shine him, that hold Kinyan Drabbanan, Mahani L'Dereis, and they bring a Raya from Dakamara. If you hold Agav is a Drabbanan. So it's a Raya. You see over there with the Kinyan Darabanan, you can be paid the Maaseh Sheni, which is their Eisen. Right? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger tells Rabbi Shlomo Eiger, he says, 1 minute. Your Pshara doesn't work there. Because there, if you're going to say the money is Hefker min HaTorah, and it doesn't belong to the second person, then the second person can't use it to be paid the Maaseh Sheni. Since that Gemara is used as a Raya, so it must be that Kinyan Darabanan Mahani L'Dereisa works even to make the money belong to the second person. That Kinyan Darabanan Mahani L'Dereisa means more than just making it hefker. That it actually becomes the property of the second person. No problem.
Kinyan Agav is kind of the makom where it is.
Right.
So now the money becomes hefker. Right. It's kind of Kinyan Chatzah.
What's the problem with that? Because nobody, whoever's watching it, whoever's in the house, thinks doesn't know what it is. What does it say, Rav Gamliel on the boat? It says something like that.
I work by the boat.
Work with which kinyan? Let's take a look. Alright, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's response to Shlomi Eger, but the Chassam Seifer's Svara we don't take away from. Chassam Seifer's Svara is still a good Svara that by Chometz you should work with Kuliyam. And Akin Agav should work l'chayra according to everybody, because at least to make it hefker, it does work to make it hefker. But this is all this taisus, which it's you say this to taisus in not the main subject he's talking about. And the idea that Akin Agav derabanan, and that nekuda, it's a shas taisus. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara goes into Akin Agav. The Ikka Sugi of Kinyan Agav is in Kiddushin. We had it there, Hakav, above Mitzia. Let's see what the Gemara says. Lema Kitanoi. Machalai Avadim Karkois. Hizuk Bavadim Lakana Karkois. The Karkois Lakana Avadim. Karkois and Metalphalim. Hizuk Bakak Lakana Metalphalim. That's Pashit. Metalphalim Lakana Karkois. That's also Pashit. Avadim u'metaltalim. So here, it depends how you look at avadim. Hizik avadim loy kana metaltalim. This mashmi is not karka. Taltalim loy kana avadim. Vatanya hizik avadim kana metaltalim. So the nakuda here that the Gemara is making a machloikis is on the case of hizik avadim kana metaltalim. So how are you kana metaltalim? If hizik avadim, feistoy, so worse between agav karka. My labo kemifligi. Marisav avadim kemekarkoi doni. And since an evid is like karka, so therefore you can be kind of a kinyan agav. Marasav avadim ki metatlin dami. And since an evid is metatlin, you can't be kind of a kinyan agav. So it's a raya that this shayla is a shayla of tanoim, a machlekes tanoim. So Gemara two teretz. First teretz, Amar Ravika Bered Ravami. The kuliyama avadim ki mekarkoi dami. Vaditanya kona shapir. If you hold evidence karka, so kinyan agav works. Other tani yaloi kada bein on karka dumya da'ar mitzuris bihuda. Deloi 90. Kinyan agav karka only works if you have an eved who's loi 90. It's not chasim shema machrais, no chasim shema machrais. Kes shabba chazaka. Emanani nili, amachistia damakra. Eitim lehem avihem, atonis rabbis, the kesel zav mudanis, imari mitzuris bihuda. So what does that mean? That the whole makar is the chasim is karka the lainaydi. So since the homakar is chasim the lainaydi, you need dumya that the makar of the din is and the application of the din has to be the same. So according to this lashon, everybody holds that you need karka the lainaydi. What's a svara? What's the difference if something is naydi or not naydi? Or exactly. Who cares if it's 90? For Kinyan Agav, who cares? And the difference has to make sense. Who cares if the karka is in one place and not in one place? What?
Tully and Das
of. Yeah, I understand. Kaisli is talking with a thing that's on the karka is 90, right? This is on das, so therefore, because he has his own das, he can't be mapped to something without his das. Well, that's as far as something else. The Tosfos says that naivis, it doesn't mean animals. It's animals that feel as a mayat sign, it could be kind. So therefore it means das. So what's the sorrow? That since he has das, oh, so that's good, it fits with. Right, the svara of Kinyan Agav, right, this question of how Kinyan Agav works. One of the mahalchim in Kinyan Agav is that the metatlam are bottled to the karka. That when you have metatlam on karka, it's bottled to the karka. The example that I typically would give, if you buy a house, in the case we talked about in Bat Metzia, someone buys a house, Agav the house, he's kind of the furniture in the house. Lumdis is the furniture is buffled to the house. The house is, it's all shamish, the house. So that's why it works. So that's good by karka and things on karka. But by evidenaiti, a person, yes, das, the things on him are not buffled to him. If you could argue his clothing, Shimastam Lahaloch is clothing are buffled to him. But the other metalkalim that are on him just because he's carrying them, they're not buffled to him. It's just an apostle to him, so that's as far as why it shouldn't be kind of with a Kenyan Aga.
Well, so
as far as that's bottle only works if you hold Sibur. Okay, alright, let me just tell you the basic Shaila in Kenyan Agav and how it works is that there are two mahalchim in how Kenyan Agav works. One mahalach is, as I just said, that it's bottled to the karka, and you kind of the metaltalim with the kinyan of the karka. Let's say I'm kind of karka with the sudr, kinyan sudr. And on the karka, I'm buying a house, and I'm doing kinyan sudr, kinyan kesef. And in the house, there's a, whatever it is, a washing machine. So I buy the house, he's mapped it to me, the house with the washing machine. I'm kind of. If you learn the lumdis the way I'm saying, that the washing machine is buckled to the karka, that's what agav means. So, and I did a kinyan sudar on the karka, so which kinyan did I do on the washing machine? Also kinyan sudar. In other words, this mahalach that is buckled to the karka is saying, agav is not really a new kinyan. Agav is a rule in all kinyanim. That's the way kinyanim work. That when you kind of something, you kind of things that are bottled to it too. There's a second nahalach that agav is a kinyan. That it's a new kinyan, and I have a pasik, and it's only a smachta, it's an asmachta. That I'm kind of karka. I'm doing sudar on the karka, and I'm doing kinyan agav on the metaphalim. It's a new kinyan called kinyan agav. So usually we understand that that's a chilek between tziburim and not tziburim. If your whole kinyan agav needs things that are in the karka, why do you need things that are in the karka? Because the svara is that it's bottled to the karka, and I'm kind of with the kinyan of the karka. To be bottled to the karka, it has to be in that karka. It can't be elsewhere. If you hold, you do not need tziburim b'saychay. So then the svara is not that it should be bottled to the karka. Then the svara would be that the other svara, that agav is a new kinyan. I'm kind of karka with sudr. And there's a din that I'm kind of karka with sudr. There's a new kinyan called kinyan agav that I can be kind of other things with as well. So gevenglof, that's how we understand the difference between tziburim, the tziboy and the gemara, being a tziburim, or being a tziburim. So that's how we understand these two mahalchim and kinyan agav. And when the Gemara makes a chilek in Eved and Naidi, Eved Lai Naidi, now we'll see. Yeah, we're going to see. Lamaisa, you only kind in Eved with the karka only if he's in it. Everything else we pass in, you don't need tziburim. But Eved we pass in, you need tziburim. He has to be in the karka. Which means typically that we understand that if he's in the karka, so if he didn't that he's buckled to the karka, you could be kind to him. If he's not in the karka, to do a new kinyan, kinyan agav on an eved, that doesn't work. Right? That's why that's the svara that you need under the seichel. Al kaponim, these are the two ways to learn kinyan agav. And each way you have to understand why it should be a nafkamina of the metaltalim if the karka is 90. The first way it's easy to understand. The second has to be bottled to the eved. Easy to understand. If it's a halacha that is such a king and king and agad, then it's more difficult to understand why you should need the 90. It could be that maybe go for the difference in the Ikedi Amri. The Ikedi Amri is a whole of the first terrors. It could be. Okay. So I guess for Sunday, we'll finish up the sugya. I don't know how many of you are caught up.